American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 135. Here is the translated text as follows. Edward D. Warbell. In the case of Edward D. Warbell, the poor prisoner had no superior. What is insanity but the sudden and prolonged departure from the normal standard of character without any known external cause? In 1853, Worrell entered the office of Attorney Morris, near Fort Leavenworth, to procure the aid of that gentleman in obtaining his honorable discharge from the army. He had a cause which, if presented, would have procured his discharge at once, but he concealed it. He never hinted at it. He pressed his case upon other and untenable grounds. If he had disclosed to the attorney his epileptic disorder, of which you have the fullest proof, his discharge would have been sent by return of mail. It was carefully concealed. The lawyer gave him no hope upon the case presented. Our treaty with Mexico had plighted the faith of the nation to the suppression of Indian hostilities. That faith was almost broken by the inactivity of our government and the small numerical force of our army. Not a man could be spared. You know the result of that interview. The touching melancholy and despair of the young soldier, and the interest he awakened in the counselor, and the impression made upon his mind then as to the insanity of his client. What would he have thought if he had known the suppressed fact? What do you think now in the light of the evidence, which establishes that no epileptic can either be enlisted or remain in the Army of the United States? Jurors, I cannot dwell on what you have heard from the lips of his mother. Her words surpass in power all the elaborations of any advocate. In such moods, and many a time, he has thrown his arms around me and implored my forgiveness for what he could not help, and then fall on his knees by my side and pray for strength from God to resist such strange impulses. Poor young man, this disorder of the mind is inherited. It is on both sides. His mother is a Ringgold. The Ringgolds and Worrells are familiar with insanity. Suicide and the lunatic asylum make a part of the history of both houses. His education has not been neglected. He was and is an only child. The child of enlightened, refined, pious parents. They have done their utmost to provide him with the best possible upbringing and education.